You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Loss, conversations in grief education and healing with Sherry Dworkin-Smith. Live from SherryDworkinSmith.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Law
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to Beyond the Loss, Conversations in Grief Education and Healing. I'm Sherry Dworkin-Smith, SHARIDWORKINSMITH. And I am a certified grief educator, a psychic medium, and a hypnotherapist. This is our safe space where we can navigate our grief journeys by sharing our stories and feelings along the way with tools that help us move through grief in more meaningful ways. Whatever kind of grief you're carrying, whether you're grieving the loss of a person, a pet, a job, a relationship, a change in life situation, maybe you're struggling like a lot of people around this time of the holidays, whatever it is, this is a place where we can talk about it. First, I want to continue letting folks know that I spell my name because we've noticed that the AI text assistance being used by Spotify has trouble spelling my name. So if you're wondering why I keep spelling my name, that's why. So if you're looking for me, please do check A1R Psychic Radio because they've got it right. I'm Sherry, SHARIDWORKINSMITH.com, so that you can find me on my website. This is our last podcast before the Christmas and Kwanzaa holidays and the new year, tomorrow, Christmas Eve. And I just want to take a minute to wish everyone a very happy, joy-filled, safe, and wonderful whatever it is you're celebrating. Even with the grief that so many of us are carrying, there's still a lot to be grateful for and a lot to celebrate. So I'm grateful for you for sharing this time with me. And as we get ready for our first caller, remember that grief does not have to define us. Grief is not linear, definitely not. And a dear friend of mine recently said, grief is a ninja. And I thought that was profoundly appropriate, especially around the holidays. Some days are going to be better and some days are going to be not. And as you're gathering with your friends and your family this week, please try to remember it's totally okay to laugh and enjoy yourself. Our loved ones on the other side are not wanting us to be sitting in dark rooms grieving them. They want us to be out there living our lives and enjoying ourselves. So let's try to do that. And if today's not that day, then it's not. Plain and simple. We don't need to justify our feelings to anyone else. So thank you for joining me today. How can I help you better navigate the complex emotional roller coaster that can be this happy holiday season? It looks like we have Carol in Cedar Lake, Indiana, with us. So welcome, Carol. Thank you for being with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Are you a medium or astrologer? I'm not familiar. Well, do you want to just see what you pick up on, or do you want me to give you my birthday, or?
Well, we're gonna pump the brakes for a second, Carol. So I am a medium and I am a psychic. I am definitely not an astrologer, though I do dabble. But our conversation today is about grief and loss, especially to help people around the holiday times to navigate some really complex emotions that can come up during the holidays when we're missing our loved ones. So is there something in that realm that I can help with?
Yes, I have many people and also pets and spirit. I'll just see what you pick up on.
Yeah.
There's many.
It's really hard this time of year to be without our loved ones and without our, especially our fur babies.
I'm managing, yeah. Yeah, I'm managing very well. It's my parents have been gone 20 years, so, but it's I still get teary-eyed, but it's okay. I'm fine.
Okay, of course. And because I do try to sprinkle in a little bit of mediumship with the work that we're doing here on Beyond the Loss, would you be kind enough to tell me your parents' names?
My father's name was Wilfred Krause. And my mother's name was Betty
Just
Krause.
First name. Okay, great. Just first names. We don't ever want anybody to think we're over here, you know, looking anything up on the internet. So I always ask, and that's just good advice for any medium that you're working with. If they ask you for me, give them the first name. Okay.
He went by Will. People call him Will, and my mother, Betty.
Of course. Well, they sound like wonderful people, and how lucky to have had them with you for, you know, such the majority of your life. So many people lose their...
they had me late in life. Yeah. My dad was almost 50 years old when I was born, and my mother was 43. They had me late in life. That's why they've been gone so long. So
they must have really wanted to welcome you in. So what a gift.
Oh, yeah.
What a gift. Yeah. And you have siblings, yes?
One.
Okay. And you also mentioned that you had some pets in the spirit side as well.
Yes, I got about a zoo, all kinds of creatures, prairie dogs, birds, cats, hamsters, lizards, lots of cats, a dog. Yeah.
I love it. Because the image that does come through to me, and you have a beautiful Christmas tree in your home. Yes. So the image that does come
through
is, you got a very tall one.
I'm into decorating. Oh, yeah.
Love it. Well, the image that's coming through to me is about multiple pets that are gathering under the tree, because it does feel like you have some mischievous felines that would be under the tree. And it seems like maybe
I do have a mischievous feline right now. Yes.
Trying to go up the tree as well. So
this one doesn't, because she's a miniature, but the others did. Oh, yeah. They did. They broke the trees, the other ones. But this one, I have a miniature cat. She doesn't do much harm. She'll climb it, but it doesn't hurt anything because she's little.
Well, this is not mediumship, but as one cat owner to another, we do put our less breakable ornaments at the bottom, and we do try and put ornaments at the bottom that are cat friendly, so that I figure if I can entertain them at the bottom, maybe they won't need to climb up. So, and definitely
I do too.
So, Carol, how are you honoring your loved ones this time of the year with your parents
As a matter of fact, my mother did a lot of writing, poetry, thoughts, just all kinds of stuff. And I today am going to go get out all of the things she wrote about our family and when I was growing up. And I'm going to go get them, and I'm going to read them today. Just to make me feel closer to them. Yeah.
What a beautiful way to honor your mother's legacy.
Yeah, she was a writer. She had poems published in poem books. So she's got a lot of stuff written down. I want to go read it.
That is
I never read it yet.
One of the things that you've never read it. Oh my goodness.
And no, because I got choked up. Yeah. But I'm okay. Just like I said, I'm doing better now. It's because I see my mother was like my soulmate, and we were very, very connected. We could read each other's minds and what have you. So, yeah, she took a part of my heart, and it's still missing, but I'm okay.
Well, now you've said that a couple of times, and there's two things I want to make sure to touch on with you, because you said that a couple of times, I'm okay. But I feel like, and not to get too personal, you know, on a, you know, radio show, but it does feel like you're dealing with a few health challenges your own self. Yes.
I had the flu, but I'm just got the room, a little bit of mucus, but I'm fine. I had a pretty good case of the flu, but I'm getting better. I do get depressed sometimes, but I'm happy today. Sometimes I do get depressed, but not, you know, it depends on the day and what's going on, you know?
Yeah. Well, in my opening today, I shared a statement that was shared with me by a girlfriend who said, grief is a ninja. And I thought that was so appropriate, because it really can sneak up on us and we're fine. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa. And so there's a couple of things I want to share with you as far as things that can help you with that depression. But I want to go with your mom's writing first, because I'm so overjoyed for you and proud of you for you to take this space for yourself to look at your mom's writings and use that as something to bring her close to you, because that is so beautiful and so powerful. I would like to suggest, if I may, while you are doing that, of course, have some tissues, because it's normal to be teary, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
If there's a piece that you that are really like strikes you as something that is just really stands out for you, and maybe not something so long, you might consider taking that to a place like Vistaprint or Blurb or something like that. These are websites where you could, or Canva, where you could put her words into something artistic and make it into a beautiful wall hanging. And what an amazing way to honor your mom's work and be able to see her poetry hanging on your wall every single day. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. There's one in particular that I remember that actually was published that I can do that with now.
That's beautiful. It's short.
Yeah, it's got like 10 lines to it, but it's beautiful.
And none of that is expensive. None of that is expensive. And, I'm easy to find. You can see my website up on the screen. And so if you need me to remind you of those websites, or if you need a little help with that, please don't hesitate to shoot me a quick email. I'm happy to help. But putting something together putting something together that will help you honor your mom, where you can see that, to see her with you all the time. One of the other things that I do like to suggest with people is perhaps you make that into like an 8x10, and then you could have a smaller picture in the, you could just tuck into the frame in the bottom of maybe the three together, so that you can have, that visual as well. But just those kind of things.
Oh, I've got a great visual. She visited me in a dream probably a week ago, and she was dressed. I could tell you what she wore from head to toe. I could tell you the earrings were so vivid. I have prophetic dreams. I'm psychic through my dreams. And I have this vision of her dressed up on a sunny day, looking out up into the sky. And I can tell you the color of glasses she had on her hair. And that vision pops into my mind off and on. So I have a visual. I got that. And it was probably 2 weeks ago, a visual of her, a good visual in my dreams. And every now and then it'll pop into my head. I just need the words now.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a great idea to put that all that visual information into a journal, so that sometimes when we're stressed or we're in that place of depression, when it's a down day, we need these little things that can help us lift out of it. And so if you can put that visual reminder into a journal page, I know for me and for my clients, I suggest that they have something that's like a Brighten book, where, and not Brighten the brand, but like a book that brightens, so when you are feeling blue and you feel those waves of grief come in, you can grab that book and you can look through those things of memories or dreams or visitations. It sounds like a visitation that you've had. Help lift your spirits, that allow you to feel connected to your loved one and feel close to them without the heaviness of the grief, where we want to honor.
That's a great idea.
We are trying to bring that from a heavy, sad emotion into a happier, some grief is just, it's just going to be what it is. But if we can bring it into a happier place, and we have those tools that can help lift our spirits and lift our energy, they can go a long way.
I use crystals too.
Love it. Absolutely. Big fan, of course. Yeah. So, well, Carol, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about your mom, Betty, and your dad, Will. And I am so pleased and just so joyful for you of the ways that you are choosing to honor your parents and to bring your mom close into your life and into your space for the holidays. And I can't wait to see the picture that you develop of your mom's poetry, because that sounds like it's going to be absolutely incredible. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy
holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. It looks like we're going to stick with C names today. So we're going to go from Carol to Connie in Toronto, Ontario. Connie, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Hi.
I'm calling because my granddaughter just had knee surgery. And I just want to know if you see her coming out of this okay.
Yeah.
Because she got hurt in volleyball at school.
She hurt
at volleyball because they didn't have the proper equipment and shocked her knee and she chipped it and she had to have major surgery on her knee and she's only 12. Mm-hmm. I want to see if you see her coming out of this okay because I'm worried about depression.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said this is your granddaughter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what's her first name?
Maya.
Maya. That's a beautiful name. Okay. So here's what I can say is as from one young athlete back in the day to another. Okay. She's going to be fine. Now it's really important. And volleyball, that's a tough sport, right? Very hard on the knees for sure. And with girls, especially as girls are getting into puberty, their body is changing. And as the hips are widening, the center of balance is different. And so it's going to be really important for her being the age that she is in between that 12 to 16, you know, where the body is really changing. It's going to be really important for her to do all the physical therapy things that are going to be you know, for her to get equal strength back in her knees, but she is going to be fine, physically fine. But let's take a minute and talk about that depression. So I'll tell you, when I was 17, I blew up my knee playing soccer in high school. I was a goalkeeper. And so I definitely know exactly where she's coming from and where your concerns are. And so I'm so grateful for you to be able to voice that concern, because sometimes depression is a thing we just don't talk about, you know, we just kind of brush it aside. And
well, she's a very high anxiety child. Like, she has high anxiety because she had to have her knee like split right open. She's got stitches. She had to have major surgery.
Yep. Yep. Well, if she continues to be a female athlete as she gets older, she's going to be in good company, because there are very few female athletes that I know that played, you know, ball in, you know, middle school, high school, college that don't have some kind of markings on their knees. So if she's serious about her sport,
okay,
you know, that's unfortunately not an uncommon situation. But let's talk about the anxiety and the depression here for a second, because you being wiser and seeing this ahead of time and knowing that she's going to need some things to hold on to, may I suggest some things that can help her to keep the negative feelings at bay? And one of the things is perhaps two of you could create a playlist of music. Now, you may not like the same music, and that's okay, but perhaps the two of you could create a playlist of music together that could help calm her when she's feeling anxious, and also to help lift her energy back up so that she would feel more happy. Music, we know, stirs the soul, and it can be really powerful. One of the other things that I would suggest, as someone who has battled depression as well, is some crystals. And Toronto is an amazing town. I know you've got some great shopping up there. And perhaps you can find a metaphysical store where maybe you could go together if she's near you. But to look for a crystal that's called lepidolite. And I'm going to try and spell that for you, but I got to write it. L-I-P-I-D. Oh. O-L-I-T-E, L-I-P-I-D-O-L-I-T-E. Now, lepidolite, it's kind of a pinkish purple stone.
Lepidolite?
Mm-hmm.
Lepidolite.
Yeah, weird name.
I don't know if I say it right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you got it. Weird name.
Okay.
Lepidolite is really
lepidolite.
Great for, really great for depression. And I'm also going to give you another one. It's called kyanite. K-Y-A-N-I-T.
Kyanite. Okay.
Kyanite. Mm-hmm. Kyanite is also really great for anxiety. So these are crystals that you can give her that she can work with. And your crystal yes. store person can guide you in more specific ways to work with. But basically, we want to remember that our crystals are sentient beings. So we can talk to our crystals and say, yes. hey, this is what I need your help with. And it's so important that we say this or something more, so that whatever power the crystals and our loved ones and angels and guides can do more than what we've asked for, we keep that door open for them to be able to work with us.
Okay.
So
I will try that. Yeah.
She may be dealing with some things called anticipatory grief as well as the mm-hmm. anxiety. And in her situation, anticipatory grief is thinking about what happens after, right? What's going to happen next? I've had this surgery. I've got stitches. I'm on crutches. I can see a long road of recovery in front of me. That can be very daunting. And the thoughts start to creep in of what if? What if I can't do it? What if I can't play? What if I can't?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And those can be so
scary. I don't think she's worried about playing. Yeah, I don't think she's worried about playing. I think it's more about like people seeing it.
Okay. Okay. So what can we do to help her? Because scars can be, you know, that can be gnarly, right? Scars can be gnarly. My son fabulously broke his humerus and his scar went keloid and it was a thing. But, you know, we took some permanent marker and we dressed him up and we told people, now I'm not advocating lying, but my son was about 14 when he did it. So similar age, needed a few surgeries and he took great joy. We had a lot of fun in telling people crazy, crazy stories about what happened. You know, he got attacked by a shark or he fell out of a plane or, you know, so I'm not advocating lying, but yeah. it was definitely something that took the anxiety out of this big scar that he had that was really, you know, kind of front and center and really, you know, don't want people to be grossed out, right? So there's things that we can do to play that we can reduce some of that stress and anxiety. And the most important thing, okay. of course, is that she's okay, right? Oh my gosh, you've got this great yeah. scar, yeah. you know, this big scar. What a story you could tell. What kind of a story could we tell about this, you know, about this scar that happened? Because everyone assumed my son, you know, oh, he broke his arm playing soccer, right? Which actually was not how he broke mm-hmm. his arm. But so everyone's going to assume she broke her knee playing volleyball, right? So what kind of fun stories can we think up to help her, you know, and this is an activity that the two of you could do together. And honestly, the sillier, the better, because it really takes some of that scariness off of it. Because, you know, scars, especially while the stitches are still in there, it can look kind of scary. And, you know, with kids, we yeah. have so many magic markers that kids can draw on. And, you know, we had great fun drawing and decorating. So, you know, it'll all wash off in the end. So those are some things that can help take that anxiety away, is to just go yeah. towards the silly, right? We don't have to okay. be so serious
thank
about
you
everything.
Very much.
You are very welcome. I thank you for spending some time with us. And if she is having concerns about what happens next, remind her how lucky that she is to have such supportive family around her, and that whether she mm-hmm. goes back to playing volleyball or not, that it's these kind of experiences that build strength and character and that build our courage to handle tough things later in our lives, because we've already handled something that was really difficult. And that her track record right now for handling things is 100%. Sometimes we need okay. to remind ourselves
thank
of that.
Thank you very much.
I wish you a very happy
a day.
Thank you. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay.
She's going to be okay.
You
and
too.
So are you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for okay, being bye. With us, Connie. So we still have a couple minutes left. And I want to share that as we go forward in the holidays, when we have time to spend together with family, it can be a little overwhelming, especially if, like me, perhaps your home is the center of the attention, or if your family is large, it can be a lot. And it's okay for us to step away. It's okay for us to say, I just need a few minutes, or to speak what is needed for us. And I think that's one of the places, especially with the holidays, that we tend to shy away from saying what it is we really need, because we don't want to bum anybody out, right? We don't want to bring anybody else down. But it is okay for us to say, you know, I just need a few minutes. I just need some time, some space for myself, that it is totally okay. And honestly, because we have been saying today how grief is a ninja, thanks to my friend Amy Hale in California, that we can be happy and enjoying the festivities in 1 minute, and somebody may say something, a memory of our loved one, or a picture or a song comes on, and all of a sudden it's like, with the brakes, and we just have to take a minute. And that is 100% okay. We do not have to justify our feelings to anyone else. And if you are feeling that roller coaster through the holidays, because we've got Christmas, but let's also remember we're going to go right into New Year's Eve, which is all happy, happy, right? And then a mere 6 weeks later, we have Valentine's Day, which can have its own landmines as well. So it's important that we are putting those things in place, like songs that help us remember the wonderful things about our loved ones around the holidays, and or pictures that bring us joy. And as you heard me talking with Carol about perhaps elevating something that is a memory, a special picture or a poem or some kind of keepsake, that we can turn some of these things into a keepsake with a shadow box if we have mementos that we would like to keep more front and center, so that we're reminded of the happier days and not so much about the struggly days or the sad days. It's an idea to create something for Arts and Crafts Minute, to create something that is going to remind us of the happy times with our loved ones, whether they be two-legged or four-legged, that we are remembering the happy times. Because so often we just assume that any kind of reminder is going to be a negative, heavy grief feeling and emotion. But when we are reminded of our loved ones and our grief comes in, we have the ability to shift that into something positive. Now, if you're struggling, please do reach out for help. The holidays can be difficult, and I would be so honored to work with you. You can find me on all the socials. You can find me on my website at sharidworkinsmith.com. That's SharidworkinSmith, SMITH. Let's set up a time to talk and see what's going on and see how grief education and coaching could help you. If you want to know more, we can schedule your New Year exploration psychic session or mediumship session. Or if you're ready to make real changes in your life, let's talk about a free hypnotherapy consultation as well. You can find me live on my Facebook page on Mondays at 4:30, starting again in the new year. And for Mondays for channeled information and collective card readings for the week, where I share channeled information and card readings for the collective to help us get through the week. And all of the videos are posted on my YouTube channel as well. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please share it with your friends and anyone else you think might benefit from listening. Thank you for spending this time with me. Thank you for being part of our mission. I wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll see you before New Year's. Please take care of yourselves, and Merry Christmas.